Your feet to the very center of the earth, that you are anchoring yourself as a spiritual being having a human incarnation here on the earth plane, and that you're available to all of the insights, all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom that has been gained by humanity through the process of their experience, that you're available to that right now. Relax into that awareness. See the same beam of light coming up the bottom of your feet and up your legs, up your spine. Coursing through the very top of your head into infinity. And that you're available to transforming knowledge, creative wisdom, divine understanding, insight, and revelation without any process of reasoning whatsoever. That you giving yourself permission to grow, develop, and unfold with sincerity and earnestness makes you a candidate for insight. So breathe into that awareness. And all of the wisdom, all of the knowledge, the incredible intelligence that is proliferating this multi-dimensional universe, you're now available to it, because what you're really interested in is the evolution of your soul, for you to grow, develop, and unfold to reveal your greatest yet to be. Just feel that just for a moment. That awareness, as you open your eyes, what I want to give you is that you are here to grow and unfold, to become more yourself. You are not here to acquire, to get, to hoard, and to accumulate. There was a master teacher by the name of Jesus the Christ who said, "Who by taking thought can add one cubit to their stature?" You can't add anything to yourself as a spiritual being, but you can begin to release the life energy that's within you that will manifest itself as your legitimate needs met, as wholeness, as well-being, as prosperity, as happiness, joy, and creativity. But you are not here to get, you are here to let. You are not here to get something. You are here to let something from you emerge. This is the context by which we begin to understand the life visioning process. That you are here primarily for the unfoldment of your soul, for your own spiritual advancement, knowing that as you become permanently aware that this is your priority, everything begins to work together for your good, because you are in sync the way the universe operates. You are here for the unfoldment of your soul. As we're willing to be here for the unfoldment of our soul, secondly, it means that we're willing to change. We're willing to shift our points of view. We're willing to drop opinions. We're willing to no longer censor the greatness that is seeking to express itself through us. So with the unfoldment of our soul, we're also willing to change. The bane of the human experience is that individuals want to change the world or change their environment or change their circumstances while they remain the same. That is an impossibility. We cannot have anything in life that we are not willing to become in consciousness. So this means change. So by entering into the practice of a life visioning process, you're saying to yourself, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to become more myself. I'm willing to shift.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio here with the Boston Medium. Did I already say that? I don't even know. I have been in a radio zone. I've been in a radio dream zone since last night, and I am back here. I've been here since 11, and I'm going to be here till 1. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds Bluegrass. I just said bluegrass. Wow, I need to go to sleep. Bluegrass, gospel, jubilee, country, folk, jazz, swing. We got it right here in this 2 hour of spectacular fun. And I really hope you enjoyed that piece that I just did. I had a Dr. Dre, Still Dre, featuring Snoop Dogg, the instrumental, with Michael Bernard Beckwith, spiritual leader, and Nas, instrumental, with Joel Osteen, spiritual leader. And it is a spiritual day. And like, again, I'd like to treat this as if I was doing a Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday service here on a Friday. So happy Friday. Happy beautiful morning. I love you souls. I'm having a blast here, just, you know, playing all this good stuff. And before that, you know, we had Benny Goodman Quartet, Opus, and Opus Half, Red Nicholas, Poor Butterfly, the Dixie Bird Hummingbirds, the Final Edition. And then before that, we had another double, the Dixie Hummingbirds. Let's go to the programs. And aren't they phenomenal? The Dixie Bird Hummingbirds. Oh my God, I have to redo that. Anyway, the Dixie Hummingbirds, they're amazing. I've just been having a blast. So we got some more for the next hour here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Don't touch that dial. We're here for another hour, baby.
A song that makes you think you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose, no good to nobody. Because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too this or too that. I hate songs that run you down, or songs that poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or your hard traveling. The maddest I've been in my whole life was when I was with more than 3,000 men headed for battle. We were all scared so bad we were sick, and they turned on a radio and a song blubbered out over the loudspeaker. Born to Lose. Now, ain't that some hell of a damn song for the United States Army to have poked down its throat on its way to battle? I'm out to fight those kind of songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I'm out to sing songs that'll prove to you that this is your world. And if it's hit you pretty hard and knocked you for a dozen loops, no matter how hard it's run you down and rolled over you, no matter what color you are or what size or how you're built, I'm out to sing songs that make you take pride in yourself and in your work. I'm out to sing songs that let every one of us know we're born to win.
The world is seven wonders, so the travelers always tell. Some gardens and some towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's that King Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam. She hits up the Canadian Rockies where the crystal waters glide. Comes rumbling down the canyon to meet that salty tide of the wide Pacific Ocean where the sun sets in the west, and the big Grand Coulee country and the land I love the best. Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33 for the farmer and the factory and all of you and me. He said, roll along Columbia, you can ramble to the sea, but a river while you're rambling, you can do some work for me. In the misty crystal glitter of that wild windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and made a watery grave. She tore their bows to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. Now in Washington and Oregon, you hear the factories hum, making chrome and making manganese and light aluminum. There rose a flying fortress now to fight for Uncle Sam, spawned upon the King Columbia by the big Grand Coulee Dam. In the misty crystal glitter of that wild windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters, they made a watery grave. She tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where the crystal waters glide, comes rumbling down the canyon to meet that salty tide of the wide Pacific Ocean where the sun sets in the west, and the big Grand Coulee country in the land I love the best.
Just wasting my time. I'm not coming to any good. They all say the same. I'm good for nothing but love. Try to be sweet, but I'm bound to be molested. If I'm discreet, nobody is interested. They make it plain I'm good for nothing but love. All eyes keep leering and look wise and sneering when I try being just a friend. How soon they forget me right after they pet me and turn away to somebody they respect while I suffer from neglect. Maybe I'm worse than others whose charm is mental. Gee, it's a curse to make people sentimental. Am I to blame? I'm good for nothing but love. Lips pressing me, hands caressing me, arms crushing me, seems I'll go mad. Men winking, I know what they're thinking. I'm only good to be bad. Short ones, tall ones, fat ones, small ones, college high flyers, out of town buyers. I hate the liars. Wild parties and champagne, Broadway, that gay lane. It lured me, assured me that I'd reach the top, but I'm just a flop, and now it's too late to stop. Maybe I'm worse than others whose charm is mental. It's a curse to make people sentimental. Am I to blame? I'm good for nothing but love.
This light of mine. Shine. wish they'd bring him back. Run those out over the fence and the little ones through the cracks. It is, hey, Sandy boys, hey, get along, I say. Hey, Sandy boys, waiting for the break of day. Of day. Hey, Sandy boys, hey, get along, I say. Hey, hey, Sandy boys, Jenny, won't you come along too?
Hello, hello. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover on this beautiful Friday afternoon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Maybe I should try to slow down sometimes when I say that, because I'm like, and then I mess it up and I'm just like, oh Lord, just calm down. Just, it's not that serious. It's never that serious. Why so serious, like the Joker said? Anyway, I hope you're enjoying this playlist. I'm having a ball here. I'm absolutely immersed in the music and just melting into this holiness. It's time for our PSA. Ooh, here we go. Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibits and related programs are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search for the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from the WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Woo! Yes, yes, we are having a ball here. And I like reading that because it always reminds me about the art, doing art, going out and seeing art. It's always good. It's always very fulfilling and nourishing to the soul for the creative being. And I hope you were enjoying all of this. Let me do a little rundown of what you just heard. It was a Carolina Chocolate Drops here with the Sandy Boys. One of the bands I've absolutely been obsessed with lately, Scott Joplin, Solace. And if you don't know who Scott Joplin is, just remember the ice cream truck. Yeah, the entertainer, the Sting. Yeah. Listener kids, This Little Light of Mine. And then we have Ruth Etting, I'm Good for Nothing But Love. Woody's Friends, Grand Coulee Dam, Woody's Friends, Born to Win. So those were Woody's Friends, actually. That was a sung by, that actually, those are Woody Guthrie songs, but sung by Woody's Friends, they're called. So it's some good stuff going on here. Good stuff. So we're here for another half hour. Taking it in, taking in the love, taking in the glory, taking in the sunshine of Friday. We love Fridays, don't you? And happy Friday, happy after Thanksgiving Friday. We're feeling good. We're doing good. Are you doing good? We're feeling good. We're doing good. So again, please join me for my actual show that is on every Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. We're going to have a spectacular show. We are having a guest and we're doing a live reading, a live psychic medium reading, if you don't even know what I'm talking about. Yes, I'm a psychic medium, but the whole point of my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds, is the psychic medium world through sound. And I am here to deliver the information from the spirit world through the music world. I love you so much. Sorry, I just got excited talking about that because it's my joy. It's my love. Just emerging the spirit world with sound and actually delivering it. Mwah, love it. So anyways, let's get back into it. We got some more jazz up here. We got some more, we got jazz, but we like to call it a little bit more swing on the swing side. So please stay tuned in. We got, come on, we still got a lot of time. We got, don't cry, don't be sad. I'm going to be here. We're going to be here and we're going to just take this in and we're going to feel good. So take this in with me. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
Come to me.
calls, you speak to me in accents sweet. I find the roses waking at my feet. God made thee mine, I'll cherish thee through light and darkness, through all time to be, and pray His love may make our love divine. Because God made thee mine.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and we are signing off, pretty much. It's been a blast here. I've been excited to be here back-to-back from last night to this morning, and possibly again this weekend. You know, if all is swell in the merry land of WMFO and the beautiful holidays. And I hope you all are enjoying your free time. I hope you're all enjoying the beautiful life you have and really giving thanks and appreciative to the fact that we actually all live in so much luxury in terms of energy. There is so much to be grateful for. There's so much to think about when we are with loved ones and we have time off, and to be able to celebrate and just remembering the good times, because these are the good times of our lives. And the good times for me is being on the radio during the holiday. And we all have, you know, different things that float our boat. And mine is, and it just happens to be radio, and more, and more radio. Let me see what this is. So please tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. I am here every week on the Paranormal Playground Sounds Spirit World through music. And when I say spirit world, I mean the psychic realm, the psychic, the metaphysics, all things spirituality, all things that are, we can connect into the unseen through music. So thank you so much. So I guess we're signing off, and I'm going to leave you with the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, because I can't think of a more spiritual rock and roll album ever made in my humble opinion. But I absolutely love this album, and I know it may sound cliche to say this album changed my life, but I am not the only person on the planet whose life was changed by the time they listened to Pet Sounds. So I love you. Wiedersehen. And love, peace, and chicken grease. Love, peace, and turkey grease in your case. In our cases, I don't eat turkey. Anyway, I'll just stop now. Love you. Goodbye.